up hitting the hospital's courtyard. And, you know, they're just repeating Hamas propaganda. And it's disgusting and it's vile. And these are members in good standing of the Democrat Party. And the left is not doing anything about it.
Well, let me just ask you in our final 2 minutes, and considering your military background, you served honorably, you were deployed. Are we headed towards World War III?
I am concerned about a broader conflict. I don't know if it will end up as World War III. I think there is, you know, in some respects it is posturing, right? Because, you know, Iran's got to look tough, and, you know, what Hezbollah is doing in northern Israel, I think in some ways is, you know, designed to kind of tie up some of Israel's troops so they can't go in and wipe out Hamas. You know, but it's... You get a lot more concerned about World War III when Joe Biden's sitting in the White House, or whoever's pushing Joe Biden's buttons is sitting in the White House, because we've seen what, you know, Biden's weakness has led to around the world, and it's been chaos and disorder and the bad guys winning, like they did in Afghanistan. And so I hope and pray that we don't have a broader conflict. I hope and pray that, you know, Biden will continue to stand with Israel and continue to show strength. But I think the world looks at America as someone who's being led by a weak leader, and they're taking advantage.
Victor, always good to visit with you. I learn something every time I pick up the paper and I read your column. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll do it again next week.
Can't wait. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Maybe with a Raider victory. Who knows? Well, who knows? Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas. So how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The 2022 midterms, we made a promise to you on this program in a different time slot, and we made the promise that we were going to continue to vet candidates for public office, for the Assembly, for the State Senate, for the U.S. Senate seat, for Congress positions. We promised we were going to do that. We're going to continue that. Richard Frederick will join us in just a couple minutes. He's a candidate for the state Senate from District 5. What is it that prompted him to jump in that race, that particular race? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders looked awful in Chicago yesterday. Their two-game win streak is over with a 30-12 loss to the Bears. The Silver and Black will be in Detroit for Monday Night Football next week. The Lions are favored by 7.5. For the first time in a decade, UNLV football is bowl eligible. The Rebels may have failed to cover the point spread for the first time this season, but they came away with a 25-23 win over Colorado State on Saturday. UNLV's now 6-1 on the year. They take on Fresno State on the road this weekend, where they are 9-point underdogs to the Bulldogs. And the Las Vegas Aces will be honored with a parade on the Strip this evening. The back-to-back WNBA champions will board buses at Tropicana at 5 o'clock and head north to T-Mobile Arena.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Still working an accident at the south end of town entering the resort corridor. Got that pushed off to the right side of the freeway. It's on 15 northbound near Russell Road, off to the right now. And still clearing up the Flamingo off-ramp. Should come off 15 southbound. That's to go east on Flamingo from 15 southbound. Earlier wreck still being tended to there. And a new injury accident on East Flamingo at Nellis. All clear, though, on 95, 215 and Summerlin Parkway so far today. We'll have a dramatic drop-off in temperatures this week. Sunny, clear today. Highs will only get to the upper 70s this afternoon. It's only 61, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. In fact, I was in his chair on Friday. He can be your dentist, too, by the way. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry, with two convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin, call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800, or check them out at truedentistry.com. So good to have him on again. He was on a while back promoting what I think is a very, very good idea, this whole notion of rethink the GOP in our state. He is Richard Frederick. He is running for Senate District 5 and is joining us now. Richard, how you been? It has been a while since you've been on.
It's been good, sir. How have you been?
I have been just great. New time slot. Really excited about it. 6 to 9 a.m. I love it. Let me just ask you, you were with us a while back promoting the Rethink the GOP. You're now running in AD 5, or excuse me, Senate District 5. What got you into this race? I'm curious.
Yeah, so the ballot harvesting situation I'm still involved in with Rethink GOP. I'm the Nevada state chair. And really, that was the catalyst to this situation. Every day for months on end, I had the opportunity to speak to voters and for the most part, hear their complaints. And, you know, after months and months of that, I started to realize that something needed to be changed. You know, it takes sometimes those from the outside to get involved in situations to start to improve them. And I figured, hey, you know what? I have the attributes and the skill set to help this situation, to help the Republican Party in Carson City. And I threw my hat in the ring.
Richard, one of the issues that I hear a lot about is school choice. 60 to 70% of folks in our area favor school choice, yet let's face it, the legislature, dominated by Democrats, is refusing to do anything about it. What about school choice? What are you hearing from constituents in District 5?
Absolutely. It's a huge, huge problem. How we've gotten into this position is just shocking. We have some of the worst education in the state, yet we're graduating 81%. School choice is right at the top on my platform with public safety and parents' rights. It needs to be addressed. The voters are extremely unhappy. You're right. They are for school choice, and it's something that needs to be addressed. I believe we need to all come together. This benefits Democrats as well as Republicans. So why they're so against it is shocking to me, but this is something that needs to be addressed. I plan to address it, and I plan to bring everyone together and find a way for us to make this happen. The kids are the future. We're all going to be okay here, but the children need, they need to have the ability to put themselves in a position where they can get the best education possible.
Again, Richard Frederick joining us, a candidate for the State Senate District 5. I've gotten a chance to know you over the last few months, but a lot of people may not know of you. They may not know about you. Can you give us kind of the two-minute biography, where you came from and how you got to this place?
Absolutely. So born and raised in New York between the five boroughs and beautiful Hudson Valley. Got heavily involved in sports. I was always the captain of the team. I understand a team is extremely important, and bringing players together for the betterment of the team. I've been in the music industry for several decades, working deals, helping artists to find their opportunities and bridging the gap between them and the labels and the promoters and other aspects of the industry, which I feel crosses over really well into the Senate. I'm a deal maker. I'm a businessman. I'm not an educator. Moved out to California, lived there for about 9 years, and saw the state continue to decline with the high taxes and the ability to, you just can't live every day. The cost of living continued to skyrocket. And came out to Nevada about a year and a half ago and started to hear that Nevada was turning into California. And so I think it's very important for everyone's sake that we get leaders, we get deal makers, negotiators into the Senate, into the Assembly, people who really have the fire and the determination to get things done for the state of Nevada. That's why I believe it's important for me to get involved in this and do everything I can. I'm doing this for the people. I'm people over politics. It's about time we start to focus on the people again.
What will be the issues that you tackle in Carson City when you end up winning the seat and go into Carson City in 2025?
First and foremost for me is public safety. Crime is skyrocketing. I believe that needs to be addressed right away. I'm a huge advocate for law enforcement. I'm committed to enhancing legislation that encourages funding. We need to bridge the gap between the police and the community, extremely important. I believe that it comes down to trust and cooperation. We need to start to hire police officers based on merit. There's that. To me, public safety is huge. Henderson, the district where I'm located, it was the number one safest city, and now we're the number three safest city. We're going in the wrong direction. So for me, public safety is huge. We touched on school choice. We need to look into parents' rights. Parents need to know what their kids are doing in school. Economic growth is big. I believe we need to start to focus on making sure to never shut this incredible state down again and fostering the mom-and-pop shops that are out there. And mental health is also on the ticket for me. I believe mental health is a big issue across the entire country. But here in Nevada, we're seeing that it's actually leading into crime. It's leading into homelessness. So I have a lot on my I have a lot on my plate, but I plan on going at each and every situation 100% full steam ahead, and I believe I can bring the other members of the party together, and we can arm in arm go into Carson City, stand firm, stand strong on our beliefs, and finally get things done for the people.
Time was when you could run for a state Senate seat or an assembly seat and essentially put it on your credit card. Now these races are becoming expensive things to do. Can you talk a little bit about fundraising and the challenges that you're going to face in Senate District 5?
Yep, fundraising is always a big issue. Right now, we're just starting on that. I launched my campaign about a week ago. So we're out there starting to talk to donors, giving them an idea of who I am, what I stand for. It's very important. I believe others in the past have simply put money in themselves. And although I think that's okay, I would rather knock on 5,000 doors and get 10 bucks from everybody. I believe making that connection to the voters is very, very important. And hearing their problems, hearing what I've heard for the past many months, helped me out tremendously and also allowed me to start to build a connection with the voters and let them know who I am and why I'm here. So fundraising is going to be a task, but it is important. You have to raise money. You have to make sure you get your name out there and garner exposure. And I'm up for the task. But for me, I truly look forward, and I know some of the others that I've spoken to in Assembly and Senate and City Council have said, oh, Richard, the door knocking's really difficult. I actually look forward to it. So I may be a little different in that area, but I truly look forward to getting out there and hearing from the community.
We've got a lot of folks that listen to this program that say, you know, I want to be a part of the solution. I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the solution, and I want to get involved. If there are folks listening right now that say, this Richard Frederick sounds like a pretty good guy, and even if I don't live in Senate District 5, how can they help you?
Yeah, and this problem, you know, this is for the whole state. I just happen to be running for Senate District 5, but the issues affect the entire state. They could go to Frederick for Nevada, and Frederick is spelled F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, frederickfornevada.com. On there, they can read all about me. They could see what my platform is. And, of course, they'll be able to donate on there. My direct phone number is on there. I look forward to hearing from people, which I have been already, getting random phone calls and hearing some of the woes of the community, which I absolutely love. I'm in the process of setting up somewhat of a listening tour. I want to hear the problems. This isn't just about let's have a meet and greet. You can meet me for 30 seconds and I can meet you. I would love to sit the community down and actually hear what their issues are, so that when I do go to Carson City, I can actually fight for the issues that they have and see where they actually come into contact with the issues that I'm seeing. So I think it all comes back to the people. frederickfornevada.com. I appreciate any help anyone can give me, advice. Donors that are out there, more than happy to reach out, and I could discuss with them exactly who I am and what I stand for.
Richard, good to have you back on the show. We will check in on your race. This is going to be a critical race in Senate District 5. By the way, is it open seat or what?
It's not. It's held right now by another Republican who I think is a wonderful person. I don't believe this is about how she's not qualified. I think it's about how I'm better qualified. And so for me, I just care about the people. And I think I have the qualifications. I've done things over the years that speak towards my qualifications. And I think I'm just more qualified for the task at hand.
June 11th, 2024 is the primary. Richard, thank you so much. We'll check in with you again soon, okay?
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the opportunity. You have a wonderful day.
There you go. Richard Frederick, candidate for the State Senate District 5. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, updates on the speaker fight, plus the latest on everything going on in the Israel-Hamas war. We'll bring you the tactical updates as well as the political realities of the region.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I've spoken all over the world on the topics of business, politics, and success, but this is the coolest event I've ever seen, and it's right here in Vegas. Discover the keys to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, and supercharge your life at the RISC-ON 360 Global Success Conference. This event stars Tucker Carlson, Charles Payne of Fox Business, yours truly, Wayne Allyn, and many other famous business leaders and motivational speakers. The conference is designed to inspire, motivate, and empower you to reach new heights in your personal professional lives with world-class speakers, dynamic panel discussions, and hands-on workshops. Join Todd Ault for 2 days of high-energy sessions focusing on business and finance, leadership, entrepreneurship, personal growth and development, and fitness and health. It takes place on November 19th and 20th at the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. Register now at RISCON360.com. That's RISCON360.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things Congress is going to have to deal with is funding not just Israel, but Ukraine. Ted Cruz was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, and he is against linking the funding for Israel and Ukraine. This is cut number two. Go.
I think it's a big mistake. I don't know if it'll pass, but what the Biden White House is doing and what Chuck Schumer is doing is deeply cynical. Israel military aid is enormously popular. There's big bipartisan support for Israel military aid. He's taking the popularity of supporting Israel and he's holding it hostage. The hostages are not just being held by Hamas. The hostages are also being held by the Biden White House.